Hey guys,
it's
happening with Snooki and Joey.
Could I call me late to class today, Miss Blizzy?
Could I call me ambitious?
Good evening and welcome to the nightly news. We are a day late and a dollar short, but no, we're not a day late. We're just very late.
No, we're always very late, but that's like on brand for us, I feel.
Yeah, that's what we do. That's what I do, my dear.
So I can't tell you anything, but I'm an actress in a trailer right now getting my hair did by
Crystal.
Crystal's here. She's getting my hair done and I'm being famous today.
Crystal? Now, yeah, I'd go in there gingerly. She needs a heat protectant on those ends. Now.
Oh, yeah, I definitely need a haircut, but I'm making it work. And, yeah, getting my makeup done, and then I have to go perform because I'm a star.
Does Crystal do a better job than I do?
Yeah. My curls are amazing.
What kind of curling iron is she using?
I don't know. Let's ask her.
Crystal?
The Marcel.
Mm-hmm. Hot tools?
Yeah, it is a Hot Tools one. It is an inch and a quarter.
Very interesting. We're going with more of a buoyant curl, I see.
Oh, yeah, we're going full Shirley Temple on this.
Oh, good. Is she being nice to you? She's not going to ever tell you this, but she hates sitting there for a long time. So if you take longer than 10
minutes. No, I don't mind hair.
We're super multitasking.
I don't mind hair, yeah. So she's amazing. Like, I'm like, we gotta go my trailer. And I was like, you got to finish my hair in here because I want to do the podcast for you, mamas. But I told the makeup lady, I was like, I hate getting my makeup done. I'm going to give you 20 minutes. And I gave her more than that. And I was freaking out in my head, but she did amazing. And she still has to finish me.
Ooh. Well, I hope you're being nice to these ladies that are working so hard on you on the show. Now you are on the next season of I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant, correct?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. You ever see that show where the girls, they sit on the toilet and they give birth and they go back out to the prom and just kiki by themselves?
Yeah, and they leave the baby in the garbage. It's terrible.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? I would definitely know if I was pregnant.
Well, welcome to the show. Welcome to This Happening with Snooki and Joey.
It's very chilly here on the East Coast. Now, where are you? You're down south.
I'm down south. I'm not going to disclose my location, but yeah. I leave tonight. And it was Rocky's birthday.
I saw her.
Yesterday. So Rocky just turned one and he's amazing and I love him so much. And we celebrated with cake and I was really upset to leave him. But then I got to the airport and I had a martini and I felt better.
Wait, did you get, what is the ice cream for dogs?
Oh yeah, I get him the ice cream all the time, but I got him a cupcake.
Stop.
What, he hated the cupcake. Dog?
Was it for dogs?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so he liked it.
Birthday. Did he open presents?
Yeah, I got him this frog that squeaks and then I got him two birthday cakes that has like ropes on them. So he played with them and he loved them.
Stop. The squishy sink.
Rocky is 1 year old.
I can't believe it. I'm celebrating today as well. Today's a fall harvest day. My family and friends, Lear and her family, they're all going pumpkin patch picking, like apple picking, doing the whole thing. It's too hot for me to do. It's still too warm out, even though it's cloudy. And I don't feel like going. So I stayed back. Now I'm baking right now. I decided I wanted to bake. I'm like sitting home. I have a harvest candle lit, you know, and the house is clean. So I'm sitting here and I had all the ingredients to make a cake. So I'm making a banana.
Oh my God. Okay. Keep going.
It's a banana bread. But of course I had to jazz it up. So I added smoked salt.
I love banana bread.
Smoked salt, maple, pecan crumble on top of it. So I took, I took chopped pecans, smoked Muldoon salt and really good maple syrup. And I made that as like a crumble on top of the banana bread with chocolate chips that are already inside of it. It is going to be so good. And then I'm going to go make like a harvest feast. I'm either going to do like braised short ribs. Like it's like a beef stew. Or I might do like a roast pork tenderloin with fall root vegetables and maybe some wild
rice.
I'm feeling very inspired by the seasons, by the fruit of the land has offered us, Mother Nature, Mother Goose.
All right. So what about the drinks? Because we really care about the fall drinks.
Okay, good. So I am going to make
apple cider with vodka.
Well, no, I'm doing red wine. So I have Messy Mama that I have.
Oh, you could do a sangria.
Oh, I could do a fall kiki sangria. Okay, so the sangria I like to do is, and I always take a bottle of wine, a neutral red wine, something like, I like the Messy Mama red. I have that one on hand, so I'm going to use that. I take that, and I like it chilled, so put that in the fridge, so it gets nice and chilled. And then here's where it gets fun. I add a some apple cider to it. Not apple juice. You want apple cider. Some really good apple cider. So it's the thick kind. I add cinnamon liqueur. So almost like you can get Fireball, but there's nicer ones. I add cinnamon liqueur to it. I add, and then I cut up fresh fruit. I do pears. I do any kind of seasonal fruit. Pears, apples, little mandarin oranges, or like clementine oranges. And I garnish it with then I do a sparkling soda. I like to do like a pomegranate sparkling soda or like an orange sparkling, like Italian soda. They have a Trader Joe's, like all the fan, anything in a glass bottle that's sparkling and looks like fall and yummy. You add that on top of it. And if you really want to get like wild, you can add like some like brandy to it as well. If you want to get fucked up, but just, I think the wine and the liqueur kind of really do it. And then you put it, you garnish with a cinnamon stick. And you can put some cranberries in there to bobble on top of it and an orange slice. And it is so fucking good. You serve it over ice and it'll knock your dick in the dirt. So you have to be very careful. It is my Kiki patented knock your dick in the dirt harvest Kiki sangria. And Chris.
Love it.
Are you going to make that this season?
No, I don't make any of that shit. I really just, you know, I open a Messy Mama bottle and I just chug it. And that's that.
It's happening.
But I do sometimes, like when we do events at the Snooki Shop, I will make this yummy sangria. So, you know, like I do all the Messy Mama and then I throw fruit in there with like a little splash of bubbly and it tastes so freaking good. So I'm actually planning all my events for the store right now with Gina. And you guys are going to like what you see. You're going to drink sangria. You're going to drink. There's a sale. So I'll let you guys know when everything's done. But that's usually what I do at the store. And everyone loves it.
I love it. I was... I performed. I had a performance on since the last time I spoke to you.
Oh yeah, how was your show?
It was sold out. Nicole, we got to get back on the road. Laugh Boston. Thank you everyone who came out. It was a heavy mix of Crusaders and Mafia members. It was a heavy mix. Everyone was bringing presents. Everyone, of course, was asking about you, saying we're soupy. But I'm a little perturbed because I sold out that show. It was sold out in like one day. New Jersey is where I'm born and raised. And it's like where we made this is where we claimed our stake. And I still have 150 tickets left in New Jersey to sell. I don't get it. So
I will post for it. I would come because I know.
Well, I already told
Booth Babe going. Booth Babe is going for her birthday with Kara and Nick.
Yes.
And I can't make it because I'm going to be in Nashville.
Oh, but I already lied and told everyone you're coming.
Oh,
well, so you might come though.
I'm gonna take a red eye and come.
Yeah.
Poppy's I'm gonna come and show up. I'm gonna be on stage.
Wait, I'm having Poppy
for everyone.
I'm having Poppy perform for real though. But it's like he's gonna be like we're just gonna interview him on the show, but there's like all little secrets like that we're making him do scenes with us. So
kind of like the Could I Come In scene where he was acting.
Yeah, like that. But we're gonna like asking questions, but there's gonna be like surprises and stuff, but it's gonna be a star-studded event, so get tickets. Go to my link tree on my Instagram, or it's at the Stress Factory on October 16th. It's a Monday. It's our Manic Monday tour. It's gonna be wild. Tickets are cheap. I think meet and greet sold out, but still, please come. I can't be embarrassed and sell. Not like Trish sold out his hometown, and I'm not gonna sell out my hometown. It's embarrassing. So even if you can't come, just buy a ticket and support my small business because I still need to get end tables, nightstands, and a carpet for my bedroom. So you ladies really need to step your bussies up and please come all, bring out all your gal pals and we'll have a gay old time.
There you go. You heard it first.
Can I say something? And I didn't want to do it publicly because I didn't want anyone to get the wrong idea or her to get upset. But I was watching the Hershey Shore last night.
Oh, you finally watched my show. Thank you.
Not because of you. I have three words for you. Chris Bruckner topless. Girl, I was salivating watching him play in the pool.
No, he's so cute.
Is it Bruckner or Buckner?
Buckner.
Yeah, Chris Buckner is my number one celebrity crush. I could ask Bay if he can be my call pass. If I ever get to meet him, if I ever get to meet Chris Buckner from Jersey Shore, that's my hall pass. He looked delicious. The boys were wrestling in the pool. Diener and Sam were sitting poolside talking shit. It was a fun, lighthearted, sweet episode. I loved it.
Yeah, but wait till next week. When the tornado comes in, because
here comes the hurricane, bitch. Who was involving?
Yeah, so I bring the party. I haven't been on the episode because I haven't actually
Yeah.
In the episodes, I haven't made it there yet. So once I get there, the drinks are flowing. We're having a good time. There's no drama. Well, there is a lot of drama actually coming up. But you need to watch because it's crazy.
What do you
watch? So let's recap. Let's recap our weekends. What did I do this weekend?
This weekend, it's Friday.
No, well, last weekend, I mean.
Oh.
Because we always like to recap what we do. So, yeah, it was Rocky's birthday. So we celebrated that. And what did I do last weekend? Well, what did you do? Because I feel like you always do crazy things. Oh, you had your show. Well, did you do anything wild when you went out?
No, I couldn't go out because it was like Monday. Literally, no one goes out in Boston. And they close so damn early there. But I am going to go out in Jersey. But I just like, you know, I don't like to like get myself involved too much. Also, I'm off the drinking. I'm not drinking so heavily anymore because I've been taking little gummies, cannabis gummies.
Oh, you've done this before.
It's my diet I like to do in the fall because I do. So what I do is I'll have like a gummy, which I love. And I do that instead. So instead of drinking, because the thing is that they say about gummies, this is my diet plan, everyone. If you're drinking all day, everyone says, I don't want to take gummies because I'm going to get so hungry and I'll eat a lot. With me is, the thing is, if I'm drunk and I'm drinking lots of wine, I'm going to get hungry anyway and eat a lot anyway. So I'm still saving myself thousands and thousands of calories because I can drink like 3 bottles of wine in a sitting. So it's like, I'm saving all that calories from the wine. Instead of that, I'm eating the gummies, which have like only 25 calories in them. And I'm still getting loosey-goosey and feeling happy, but it's like I don't eat as much. So even if I do eat afterwards, I'm still in the green because I didn't drink all those calories. So what I do is I get the gummies and I feel nice and good, and then I have a glass of wine. And I just nurse that glass of wine, or I nurse a Mamita's, or a High Noon or whatever, and just kind of sip on that for like, you know, maybe 3 I'll have in the whole night instead of drinking like 30 like I normally would. So it's actually a diet plan.
Yeah, so I talked to Shiani about this because, you know, I love my wine, but wine has so many freaking calories, and you know, I don't eat a lot. So literally gaining weight is all because I'm drinking wine,
yeah,
or I'm just like binge drinking, going crazy because I really don't eat a lot. So I told Shiani, I was like, you know, I really want to like get back in the saddle. I want to start like working out and losing weight and like being in shape again. I don't care about being skinny. I just want to be strong. I lost all my muscle and it's like really bothering me now. So I told him, I was like, because me and Gianni always do these date nights, but we don't go out. So basically what we do is the kids fall asleep and he's like, want to watch a movie? And I'm like, yeah, sure. So we go in our spare room, we watch a movie. He drinks his Twisted Teas and I have my wine. But I was talking to him and I was like, you know what? I really want to like not have the calories of wine. So I'm just going to do shots of vodka. And guess what he said?
That's worse for you?
Yeah, he said, I'm going to drown out and beat him up.
Well, yeah, shots of vodka, you never go along well.
Yeah, but like, what's the other option? I don't want to have like the mixed drinks or anything. And yeah, like I'll do like a martini here and there, but then I get bored with it. And a martini, that's all salt because you have all the olives and stuff. So
yeah.
I don't know. I feel like, what if I just became sober?
I don't like that idea.
Like, no, ma'am.
Ma'am, I don't like that. But why don't you start sipping scotch like a distinguished old man?
Am I like a rich, stuck-up racist?
No, do racists drink bourbon? I think they drink bourbon. I think whiskey.
What yeah, but I feel like I would black out with that too.
Yeah, no, I think just
I don't know. I just feel like I shouldn't be drinking wine like every single time. And champagne. I mean, that's not a better option, is it?
No, what at vodka sodas with like a flavored seltzer with like no calories in it.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that. But, you know, I'm not giving up. I'm not giving up my drinks because I feel like I love my drinks, and it's like a nice getaway. It's a nice loosey goose. And I know you do the gummies and stuff, but I just can't do that.
I tried
a gummy once and I freaked out and I felt like I wasn't like in charge of my body, you know, and like I had like anxiety thoughts and I hated it, so I'll never do it again.
Oh god.
So that's not an option for me. Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah,
you know, I can't drink caffeine.
Oh, yeah, because the heart racing, you get very nervous.
Yeah, I get anxiety from caffeine. I can't do coffee anymore. So I get anxiety and then I sweat and then I think about awful thoughts and it's just weird. So,
peculiar.
Staters, if you have any alternatives, that would be amazing.
I would do a vodka soda or once you could do a High Noon. But there's only 100 calories in those. And then you can add like vodka on top of it. Do like a vodka and High Noon. And you only need like 2 of those and you'll get turned.
So yeah, I'm going to do something different. But I still love my messy mama.
It's happening.
I was at a show I was at my show, and I met some lovely guests that came. There were two people that worked for like a huge beverage distributor that wanted to see my show. Very nice friends. And I met the one girl, and we're sitting together after we had drinks afterwards at the hotel bar.
Calm down.
And she was telling me, I was like, oh, what do you do? And she goes, oh, I'm the head brand strategist or big fancy lady at Twisted Tea. I drop my phone and my jaw. I go, what? The whole time.
Oh my God. Gianni is so excited.
So I said, my brother-in-law, Gianni, is obsessed with Twisted Tea. Like, he basically has like a Twisted Tea tattoo on his chest. He is the biggest.
Literally.
In all the contests, he's like obsessed. She goes, what? So I texted Nicole already and text Gianni, and they got in cahoots with the distributor lady. They're going to send him all different things. He said, I want to get my face on a can or on the bottle.
Oh, so yeah. So what Twisted Tea does is, with all their fans, like, you have to hold the bottle of Twisted Tea, and it has to be like something outrageous. So what he did was, a while ago, he was standing on a surfboard, and the surfboard underneath it was all Twisted Tea bottles. He stood on it and he was chugging a Twisted Tea. And, you know, they pick people that have like amazing pictures, and they put it on their website, and they put it on the bottle sometimes, and they just never picked him. And I'm like, babe, that was an amazing picture. So now they know that he's a huge fan of Twisted Tea. Maybe he'll make a bottle.
Alexa, stop. Sorry, my banana bread timer was going off. Yeah, so hopefully he makes it. Not because I have friends in high places, but because he actually is one of the biggest fans, and he went unseen, and I couldn't have that.
I know, what a poor soul. So I'm glad that you thought about him, and he's super excited. And I have to say, I tried a Twisted Tea. I don't know if you guys ever tried it before, but I chugged one. I chugged one, and I felt like I could run a marathon.
Well, with me, is, you know what I love and hate about them? I love them because literally they taste unbelievable. You cannot taste the alcohol in them at all. So sometimes I forget.
No, that's why they're dangerous.
No, they're dangerous because I cannot taste the alcohol. I have a very keen nose. Okay. Like, I have a very like good palate, and I can taste things.
Yeah.
This tastes so good. And growing up, the iced tea was my favorite thing. Literally, Twisted Teas are the new. Not, they're actually very old.
Yeah, it's good. So I tried it because he was like, just try it. And I don't like those sugary drinks because, one, I feel like it gives you like a huge hangover. And then it just makes me feel bloated. And I feel like it's just like a lot of calories. But when I chugged it, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to try it. I chugged it, and I was up for hours.
From what, the caffeine?
No, I don't know. But it made me feel crazy.
I have some news for you.
You're pregnant.
No, I wish. I'm like, everything's going, everything's like, you know, everything's happening so quickly nowadays for me. So I'm furnishing the home. I decided I'm going to do documents. You know, I never really showed my actual apartment or like what I do, because I'd like to become, you know, I'd like to be keep to myself, and you know, I like my privacy sometimes. But this, my new apartment, I think I'm going to do is a full documentary. Like, I want to do. I'm getting to talk about furniture. So I have I have a lot of brand deals going on. I'm working with a lot of great exciting things. I'm bringing discounts to the masses. I'm getting like hooked up with so much great furniture, and I'm going to be able to share the discounts with everyone, and like, I found the coolest websites. I'm going to talk about everything. So literally I'm on the hunt, and I want to make this like my decorating thing, a part of like the community. I want everyone to kind of share ideas and make it a space to share, like to share suggestions, share like deals that you found. Like, oh my God, I found this. This is so cheap on Amazon. You have to buy this. Like, almost like I want to create like a whole like new like page, just, like about like design and like, and decorating, so everyone can share ideas and things. So when I walk in the new apartment, I'm gonna like videotape it all like naked. Mm-hmm. I'm also gonna do that TikTok where I throw the bomb in and it goes, and then like in like 6 months when it's all decorated, I can like be like, oh my God, look. But I'm having remember talking about potato barn couches.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a bunch of different stores all across the country. They're actually gonna be making my own couch. You can kind of create your own design. So I'm making a sectional. They're making me a sectional. So like a specific size I need, but I want to get like specific color. So they're going to build it from scratch, and they're going to ship it to my house. So I'm getting able to like have the exact couch I want, but they're going to build it for me. So excited about that. And then I've been buying like trinkets here and there. So if you have like a website that you love, that's like order furniture from, that's like affordable, but like still cute and chic, share it with the community. But once I get into my new home, I'm going to be sharing all the details of how my home design is going, my journey. My truth.
Well, I have to say, I do love Wayfair. So I always use Wayfair, and they always have freaking deals. So it's not like an influencer scam where I'm like, you know, DMing Wayfair like we did with Potato Barn. But yeah,
they're great.
It's Wayfair always has like deals and everything. They have like 50% off, 20% off, and the furniture lasts. like half the stuff that I get for my stores and for, you know, my house, like Wayfair is the way to go, and they're not bad. And then you also have the option of having them assemble. So, you know, it's like $100 more, but I mean, you're not trying to like put wood and wood together, because I'm not good with that.
Right. I ordered actually my coffee table. I didn't send you any of the pictures yet. I'm being very secretive about this. I want to have like my pieces come, but I want like to be a surprise when you come over. So I'll show you things here and there, but I want it to be like, you know, a jaw dropping reveal when you come over.
Oh yeah, we have to do a big reveal.
It's gonna be a big reveal. And I am gonna make sure that I invite you to my housewarming party.
But you better, because I want the whole. I want a plaque in your apartment saying thank you, Snoopy, for my apartment.
I know. Thank you, girl. I couldn't do it without you.
I want a plaque.
Well, I'm sure they'll put a plaque on the building saying Snoopy's here.
All right. So as of right now, I'm in my trailer. I can't tell you guys what I'm doing, but they just did my hair. You guys are going to know about it soon. It's so amazing. I was like crying all morning. And right now I'm making go-go juice because I have to be on stage soon. So I'm doing go-go juice. And today we are doing little Tito's. You know, the little, the airplane bottles.
Yes. The nips.
So we're doing that, and I have LaCroix. So I drank half of the LaCroix, and then I'm putting vodka in the LaCroix, and then that's mama's go-go juice for
today. Is the hairdresser judging you right now, or she's gone?
No, she left already, but she's fun.
I didn't want to
do the go-go juice in a water bottle because you know that mess.
Yeah, it makes a big pop explosion.
Yeah, it pops and then everybody knows. But they told me, because there's other celebrities actually are asking for like tequila shots before.
Are the other celebrities being nice to you?
No, I don't see anyone.
Hollywoodlife.com.
Yeah, and then I got food. And guess what I got?
Chicken Caesar salad.
No.
You got pizza.
I got pig food.
Oh, you got hummus and carrots.
No, so I got asparagus, and then I got spinach on the side, and then I was trying their mac and cheese because I'm down south, and their mac and cheese, honey, is amazing. And I tried grits last night. It was freaking bomb.
Yeah, you would like, it's just polenta. Wait, are you, let me guess what you're doing.
Good.
You are in the next season of Walking Dead. You're filming American Horror Story. You're taking Kim Kardashian's role in American Horror Story.
Oh my God, can we talk about that?
Yes, I love her. She's such a
good fucking killing it.
I told you she was a good actress. You yelled at me last night. Stop with her.
And I love how she's raunchy. She's like swearing and she's like saying the C word, and she's just like being raunchy, and I fucking love it for her.
I know. She's a really good actress. I mean, she's playing herself in a way, but not really. It's the same business she's in. She's in like in a powerful business like that. But she's
she knows exactly how to play it because that's her life.
I know. And I told you she gets like the method acting down really well.
I just have to say, Kim Kardashian, you're fucking killing it.
It's happening.
The new McCrispy strip is here. Dip approved by ketchup, tangy barbecue, honey mustard, Sprite, McFlurry, Big Mac sauce, double dipped in buffalo and ranch, more ranch, and creamy chili McCrispy strip dip. Now at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
American Horror Story is like one of my favorite
franchises.
Yeah, and I have to say, oh my God.
Oh my God. You naked?
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
This is your food.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I have to say that American Horror Story, the last couple seasons, freaking awful. Like, being a huge fan of the show, because you know I love my horror, and I love like spooky shit, and I love like weird stuff. This season is probably one of the best in a couple years.
Absolutely. And that girl,
so freaking good.
That girl kills it. What's her name? Do you know that's Julia Roberts' niece?
Emma Roberts.
Yeah, it's Julia Roberts' niece.
Oh my God, she's killing it. And I feel bad for her character. If you guys are watching, it's kind of like she's losing her mind. And her man, I don't trust her fucking man. Something's going on with him.
Okay.
And then he's with that shady girl. I don't know what's happening, but for her character, I feel so bad for her. something's going on, and it's creepy.
Oh my god, I'm excited to watch that. I also guess what I'm watching. Bay has never seen Avatar, so we watched Avatar last night, and tonight we're starting Way of Water. It's 3 hours.
Oh, I watched it in the theater with my kids.
Oh my god, I'm gonna take a sex nap.
I cried 45 times.
Wait, can I ask you a question? Is Sigourney Weaver, is she dead or she got reincarnated to another body in the blue, and she's a blue lady now full time?
Mm-mm. So in the first Avatar, I'm a huge fan of Avatar, by the way. Oh. In the first Avatar, you know, she's a scientist and she knows everything about Pandora. She got shot and then they tried to bring her in an Avatar body. It didn't work. She was dying already. But she was pregnant. Her Avatar body was pregnant. She had a baby.
That so old bitch baby, was pregnant?
Yeah, I don't know how.
And that nasty attitude she had, who was fucking her?
No, she was amazing in the end.
Okay.
But she had a baby, and then like the baby knows that the parents aren't her parents, and it's amazing. It looks just like her, and she actually plays the teenage girl.
What do you mean? Her voice?
Yeah, her whole thing. So for Avatar, it's not just like a cartoon. They all dress up in these like green screen things, and they're actually really? Like acting out. Yeah, they're acting out the full thing. So it's not like it's just their voice. They're actually acting out like riding dragons and fighting, and like they're in a big studio with like green screen stuff on to try and get their moves. So it's kind of like a video game. You know how video games now they put it on actual people.
Yeah.
So it looks like an actual person. That's what they're doing. So it's not like they're just using their voice. They're actually fucking acting as avatars.
Oh my goodness.
I love it. If you guys haven't seen Avatar, what are you doing?
Wait, I'm excited for Way of Water. I'm going to cry at Way of Water?
Mm-hmm. I cried like 4 times.
I'm so excited.
I mean, no, you're going to like what you see.
In between there. Did I tell you I'm going to a party with celebrities this week?
No.
Want to come with me?
No, I'm busy, bitch.
I'm having a dinner at a very fancy restaurant with the Beckhams. David.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. David and Victoria. They invited me.
Have you seen their show on Netflix?
No, I think that's why they're promoting. Because I know they're promoting a fragrance.
Oh my god.
They're both promoting fragrances. That's why I'm going to the parties. But yeah, it's a very intimate dinner party. You can come with me if you want. I'm bringing my bae.
I mean, I have to work, but I'd love to.
Josh Spice and I. I'll tell you.
Yeah, what's the dates?
I can't tell you because then everyone will show up.
But, well, I'm a busy working gal. Just get me an autograph.
From which one? Posh or the other guy?
Posh. I don't care about the other guy.
I'll FaceTime.
Oh, Gianni. No, actually, Lorenzo is going to want an autograph. So get it for Lorenzo.
Does Lorenzo want to come with me to be my plus one?
Yeah, sure.
Can you imagine I bring him on the red carpet and I'm wearing my shirt unbuttoned down to my belly button?
Yeah, I can see you doing that. All right, I'm trying to get ready. So if I sound muffled, it's because I'm changing into my wardrobe.
This is a rare appearance from Snoopy. She's in the nude.
No, I'm like a working, I'm a working gal.
Wait, did you see, why was everyone freaking out this week about the alarm going off on their phone? That happens all the time when there's a flood. Are there someone?
You know, but this was like a national wide thing. And the reason why they did it is because I know something's going down.
What is going down? Aliens? Tell me what's going on. So if you know what we're talking about, the other day, everyone's TV, fucking phone, cell phones, computers, everything that has an internet.
Oh, I freaked out.
Fucking went off like loud as hell in the house and everyone's freaking out. But because I constantly get like an amber alert if someone's on the loose with someone robbed a kid and like they're on the loose. I'll get like a license plate flashing on my phone or there's a flash flood warning down in Tribeca. I get these all the time. So I don't know. It's a national emergency because why you think they're trying to keep track of us when the aliens get us?
No. So I think they're going to do a fake alien invasion.
To spook
with holograms. If you've seen the last Spider-Man where the guy played by Jake Gyllenhaal, he was like pretending to be, you know, like a superhero, but he used all drones to make it like a hologram. So it looks real. Supposedly the government is going to do a fake alien invasion and then they're going to try and control us. I'm in the rabbit hole, bitch. I go down all the rabbit holes on TikTok.
I'm scared.
I mean, as long as we have a bunker and it's filled with messy mama and
you have a bunker, you're building a bunker. I saw that in your house.
Where?
Well, we can use that pool as a bunker. We'll put a sheet over it. No one will see us. It'll be fine.
No, we really need a bunker. I think we should do a Crusaders bunker and all of us go down there and live our best life.
We'd all die from alcohol poisoning in a month. With nothing else to do but
we would all drown out and beat each other up. Oh my god, they're not.
It'll be like the purge down there.
Doing it. Okay. All right, I gotta go.
Well, Snoopy has to run today. Sorry, it's just a short show, but it's a Friday night. So you need to get out of the house anyway, start getting ready. Put on some Cascade on your home speaker really loud, pour some Messy Mama, get out some curling irons and hairspray and lots of slutty makeup, titty tops, tight jeans and coochie cutters, high heel shoes, and start wilding out. Start getting ready. And if you don't have anywhere to go, just run out in the street and start screaming.
Yeah, do it up, bitches. And I'm sorry it was a short show, but Mama is working in Hollywood.
I don't care. I'm more, the more you work, the more I get. So keep on going, sissy.
I'm your sugar amazing. Mama.
You're doing amazing, sweetie. Get back to work because Nana needs
amazing.
I need a new end table. But have the best homework. I'm so proud of you. Kill it out there. Show those other celebrities what you got, and I will see you on the flip side, Crusaders.
Crusaders, fucking love you. I'm gonna go chug vodka and do my damn thing.
And please, everyone in New Jersey, the tri-state area, New Brunswick, New Jersey, there's going to be hot college guys there because it's right next to Rutgers. It's at the Stress Factory, October 16th. Buy tickets now. You can go to my link in my bio on my Instagram. And please show up, because if I don't sell out, I'm going to be like so mortified. Have the best weekend. I love you all.
Love you, bitches.
It's happening.